Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to Magenta Helps Her Tragic Fans. Except we seem to have run out of tragic fans.
Oh, no.
Yes, which is strange, really, because we've just hit 20,000 downloads.
Oh, congratulations,
Dave. I know, and unless that's one person downloading it onto 20,000 different electronic devices...
It could be.
It could be. But I think it's indicative that we do have listeners.
Yes, I suppose so.
But they're not sending us email. We have one email this week. One email.
Yes.
With a problem from a fan.
Yes, it was a rather crucial problem, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was very time-sensitive as well. They need an answer immediately. Unfortunately, they're going to have to wait because we don't have the requisite three emails.
Right.
So they'll have to wait till next week. So instead, this week, what we're going to do is we're going to read a chapter of my wonderful book.
Oh, well, that I think that more than makes up for it, don't
exactly.
you?
Exactly. And yes, I'm sure they'll be all right.
And we did leave them on somewhat of a cliffhanger, didn't we, last time? Because Eldris had just arrived, and he's basically, he's sort of, you're now his prime suspect.
Oh, yes. Oh, I thought you meant the cliffhanger about Stephen from Foucault's Pendulum.
Oh, no, I didn't. I wasn't even talking about that.
I mean, that was a cliffhanger as well. We were literally just off to go and meet him for the exchange
yes.
of the bowl.
And let me tell you, that was very
and
interesting,
the opal.
Wasn't
oh,
it?
Oh, my goodness. I just, it was incredible. It was, but I'm not going to tell you about it because we haven't received the requisite three emails. So we're going to wait till next week for that.
So that'll be something to look forward to for next week.
In a way, we're keeping both our fan who did write in and you lot as hostages.
That's right.
Because you're not going to get your answers unless you send in your problems. So it doesn't matter what problem it is. No problem too small, too large, too deeply sexual, anything at all. Just send in... what's the email address? Go on, Bernard.
So it's madamemagentauk@gmail.com, and you can also tweet Magenta at Madame Magenta
UK. It's the French, Madame.
That's right, yes.
Maybe the emails are going to someone else.
Oh, goodness. Do you think people are putting Madame...
Oh, no, you don't want to send it to Madame Magenta. She's
oh, no.
awful.
She's terrible. She doesn't
yes.
know what she's doing at all.
A long feud there. A long story. Won't tell you it now. But anyway. So, yes. madamemagenta@uk@gmail.com.
Oh,
UK, yes. UK@gmail.com. All right. Or you can tweet me. Okay. Right. So, we're going to do Madame Magenta and the Arcati Killer chapter... Magda! Or did we just do that one?
No. We haven't done this one yet. And so it's called Mardar.
Oh, yes. So it's the Scottish pronunciation
and
of murder.
And that is spelt MUHHHDUHHHH.
Yes, the original Robert Burns pronunciation.
Yes.
Yes. All right, here we go. This is ridiculous. Gaynor, help me, I cried, turning desperately to the spirit.
Eh?
Eldris says, confused, following my gaze over his shoulder and finding nothing. Nothing he's capable of seeing anyway, lucky bugger.
What can I do for you, dear?
Gaynor asks, smiling benevolently. She's a bit laid back for my liking, given the drama currently unfolding in front of her. I raise from my chair and move towards her, feeling the temperature of the air drop sharply as I get closer. Interesting. This doesn't happen with run-of-the-mill ghosts. It's the sign of a fairly robust spirit. Come on, woman! Who killed you? I shout, thinking how easy this could be if she just tells me.
I didn't see him,
she replies sadly.
There I was, having my tea, when boff, off went the lights. I woke up several hours later, dead as a doorknob.
She thinks for a moment.
There was a faint whiff just before. What was it? A sort of... sweetness.
What, like bad perfume? Sherry? Haribo? Cakes? What?
Yes, that's it.
Gaynor nods.
Cakey things.
I wait for her to say more. Nope, that's it. I'm done for.
Who are you talking to?
Eldris sounds a wee bit nervous. Maybe he thinks I'm round the twist. Maybe I'll get a reduced sentence for insanity. One of the victims, I say. The ghost of Gaynor followed you into my house. No point hiding anything now. But she doesn't know who killed her. She didn't see him. I stop as something huge and bloody ruddy sodding obvious occurs to me. My mouth drops open. Hang on. I turn to Eldris. Why are we even doing this? I gave you the name of the perpetrator. I advance on the huge copper, who flinches in the face of my sudden righteous ire. I told you who did this! Bob! Flippin' Bob, remember? Or have you forgotten something so insignificant? When I reported Hannah's murder, I told you it was Sandra's boyfriend, Bob! So have you talked to him? Why are you more interested in me? Bob did it! Bob! Not me! Bob! A few weeks ago, if someone had asked me whether I'd been able to cope in this sort of situation, I would have promptly told them, of course. You just assume that your mind would stay sharp and that none of the important details would escape you. But that's clearly not the case, seeing as the small fact of Bob's existence has only just returned to me. Eldris has put me in a right spin, as have the gruesome pickies of dead women and the appearance of one of the victim's ghosts, of course.
We haven't been able to find him,
Eldris says warily from his new position nearer the door. The big wuss. Sound a bit wussier, Bernard. You're good at that.
We haven't been able to find him.
Not that much. He's just a bit unnerved by Magenta's emotional state.
We haven't been able to find him.
Yeah, that'll do, I suppose.
Is that all right?
Did you look his address up in the phone directory, I ask, fists bunched, hysteria rising, or ring his number? Didn't Sandra give you his phone number?
She did.
He's making placating actions with his hands now, like he's dealing with a lunatic.
But it was a mobile number. He never answered, and we couldn't get a trace on it. It was a cheap phone, paid for with cash. A common practice with criminals. And Sandra didn't have his address.
Well, what about his surname? Find his family, I shout rather too loudly. Dave whines in fear from his basket under the table. I hadn't even known he was there. He's been keeping unusually quiet, probably scared by the raised voices and the stench of panic. Or maybe he's been sniffing Eldris's trousers. Lucky Dave.
There's no record of his surname. We suspect he gave Sandra a fake name. There are no Bob Cratchits on the London or Greater London electoral roll. No police records, nothing.
So much for state surveillance. I lean on a kitchen unit, my chest heaving. I must be burning off calories like nobody's business. I'll end up hollow-cheeked and waif-like at this rate, a vulnerable target for prison bullies. I wonder how one carves a shank out of a toothbrush.
Magenta,
Eldris says firmly.
I need you to calm down.
No, you calm down, I declare, stabbing my finger in his direction. Leaving aside the fact that Bobo told me that this Bob fella definitely did it. And why would a Labrador lie about that? Don't you think it's a little suspicious that he's so elusive? It's bloody obvious. He's the guilty one, not me. So why the hell am I your prime suspect?
Because you're the only suspect we can find.
Eldris says, which doesn't sound like proper policing to me, and I've watched a lot of CSI Miami. Oh my God, maybe Eldris is a crap copper, or a bent copper, a copper who breaks the rules for quick results and an early lunch. Excuse my pardon, I say, closing my eyes and rubbing them. You can't be bothered to track him down, so you focus on me, is that it? And then what? Squeeze a confession out of me under duress? I splutter in disbelief. Well, I won't be intimidated quite so easily, Eldris, and you can't arrest me, can you, because you've got no evidence.
I'm not going to arrest you,
Eldris agrees.
But I didn't come in here intending to. I'd have taken you to the station earlier if that was the case.
Yeah, that's good to hear, actually. I repeat it in my head. I'm not going to be arrested. Oh, my shoulders drop as some of the adrenaline whooshes out of me.
But,
he continues,
I'm not leaving you alone either. You know something. You might not even know you know something. You might be too confused, too mentally unwell to know what's really going on.
Steady on, I murmur, too relieved about the not being arrested bit to care.
But my instincts say you're going to help us find the killer, and I listen to my instincts.
Ooh, a copper's instincts, I add encouragingly. Eldris nods.
That's right.
From years on the beat.
Yep.
Taking heat from crims.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know everything, Magenta. Everything. Because somewhere among all of the bullshit you spout is something, something that might be relevant.
Eldris moves back to the kitchen table, pulls out a chair and sits, clasping his hands in front of him to indicate he's not going anywhere.
I'm not going anywhere.
He continues. See?
So you might as well tell me all about this.
Eldris sighs as if defeated.
Animal telepathy.
Oh, End of chapter. That was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was, yes. I'm not sure about my wandering Scottish accent. It's quite hard to do the gruff Scottish, I realise. But I'll keep going. You'll I'll probably, try and improve.
You probably should have put a bit more like gravel
into
it.
I'll do a bit more like that, then.
Well, you can't suddenly. Eldris is established now, my dear.
He's established, oh dear.
That'd you know, like he is an actor, though, so what they probably did at drama school is they probably tried to knock the Scottish out of him, because they drama schools are pretty bad with that
They don't like regional accents, no.
No, they don't. I mean, everyone in from a certain period sounds exactly the same, don't they?
That's right, yes.
Yes, so I reckon Eldris went to drama school, they tried to knock it out of him, and he ended up instead with a wandering Scottish accent.
How terribly convenient for me.
Yes.
I will replicate his wandering drama school accent, then.
Must be terrible when he goes to his hometown, though.
They must call him posh or something. That's what happens to Scottish
people.
Or go,
why do you sound like you're putting on a bad Scottish accent when you're genuinely Scottish, Eldris?
I promise I'm Scottish.
That must be terrible. Eldris.
Poor Eldris.
Oh, he's got so much depth.
There's a lot of layers to his
character. Maybe
there?
I'll just write a book just with him. Maybe. Anyway, right, so tune in on Thursday for the next episode. The next chapter, sorry, called Mum's the Word.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
We'll find out.
Yes.